quite a hard teaching this morning, but I hope that God has prepared our heart to see through the lightness of what I'm going to share to the seriousness of what we need to take in board. But first of all, is there anybody that plays ping pong here? Oh, come on. Come on, Ricardo. Come on. I'm going to give you a challenge. I'm going to give three of you a challenge. I'm not going to tell you what it is until you until I know that you're there with the bat. Okay, can anybody do these? I don't know what they're called, but you have to do that. Are they? Can anybody do that? Can't move forward till somebody comes forward. Don't mind an adult. I can't do it because I'll be talking. Ooh. Well, but that's the challenge. I'm going to tell you in a minute. Come on, Mike. You can do this. You can do it any way you want, okay? And third person, two, do this. Anybody do that? Well, I'm sure every one of you can.
I'd rather do that.
Would you rather do that? You do that. This one? Or it's just to keep the ball up in the air? I don't mind. Oh, you cowards. Right, I'll choose somebody. Do you want to do it? You do? Oh, Dad can, after all you've said about your dad. There you go. Right. Oh, I thought, oh, that's not me. Right, now your challenge, well, you have decided to accept it because you're here, is to do that 490 times. When I say go, 490 times. If you drop it, you don't have to start again. Okay, you don't. I was going to, but I thought that might be just a bit too impossible. So just count how many times you could do it. I'm sure they're not going to be counting. So 490 times, 400 and 490 times. And you can do that while I'm just saying a few words, and then I'm going to ask you to stop doing that, okay? And then you're going to tell me how many times you've done it. All right, so they're going to be completely focused on me and not watching you, okay? Right, ready? How many times did I say? 490. Somebody's already worked out what that 490 is, I'm sure. Why? Go! All right, so this is our third week in our series on the parables. As you remember, parables are stories Jesus told to teach us important lessons about the kingdom of God. We learn what heaven is like, what God is like, and how we're encouraged to live as followers of Jesus. Okay, you can come in front, it's fine. Okay, wherever. We learned from the parable of the three servants that God has given us each blessings and gifts, so we are to use them, not bury them. Last week, the parable of the rich fool, we learned about the pointlessness of storing up earthly wealth. Rather, we should trust God and store up spiritual wealth instead. Next week, the parable will be the great banquet. Ooh! And no doubt Bishop Paul will have wise words to share on that subject. But today, we are learning from the unforgiving servant. So, are you all okay here? Not near 490 yet, Ricardo? Well, you still got, don't stop him counting. Let's start with the conversation that takes place just before Jesus tells this parable. Peter asks Jesus how many times he is supposed to forgive someone who sins against him. Peter guesses that seven times should be enough. Now, that seems like a strange number, doesn't it, to pick out? It also seems a lot of times to forgive somebody who keeps sinning against you. Yet Peter probably thought he was overstating the number by saying he could forgive somebody seven times. Rabbis, who were the Jewish religious teachers at the time, said that forgiving someone three times was perfectly okay. That's okay. Three times, that's all. Plenty. Therefore, the people in Jesus' time thought that if you forgave someone three times and they still wronged you, that you wouldn't have to forgive them. So with that in mind, Peter's guess was that forgiving someone seven times was actually quite generous. But Jesus shares a different idea of what forgiveness looks like. You all right there, Mike? Oh, yeah, still counting. Jesus says we must forgive them 70 times 7. 70 times 7 is? Now, that's a lot of times to forgive someone. Can you imagine forgiving somebody 490 times? Well, I'll say it for you. No. No, I'd like to think I could, but I don't think I could. Right, now, let's see how we've done. Ricardo? Oh! Well, that is perseverance. Don't go. That's for your perseverance, keeping on with it, and debunking my next line. And how many? Probably about maybe, oh no, it's more than that. Anyway, you persevered. Yeah. It was very exhausting watching. Anyway, thank you. Mike?
100.
Well, you persevered as well. Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay. You know, in our games, it was nearly impossible to do any of those challenges 490 times. And it's not likely ever that we could forgive someone that many times anyway. It's impossible to forgive 490 times. But Jesus gives this really big number for two reasons. One is to tell us that we should forgive endlessly, to keep forgiving and forgiving and forgiving, no matter what, even if it means 490 times. The other reason I believe he gives us such a big number is to let us know that it is actually impossible to forgive endlessly on our own. We do need Jesus' help, his guidance, his wisdom to help us do just that. So Jesus shares his parable, the parable of the unforgiving servant, by wanting us to know that we can aim to forgive endlessly with his help. Now, there are three main characters in the parable. We have the king, who represents God. We have the servant, who owed the king a big debt, around 10,000 talents, according to the NIV version, who represents us. We've been forgiven a big debt. And the servant who owed the first servant a small debt, 100 denarii. Well, in my interpretation, maybe those that occasionally cause us grief and cause us to be a little bit angry? Sorry? Oh, find out later. Patience. In those days, one talent was equal to about 6,000 denarii. A denarii is what a worker got paid for one denarii is what a worker got paid for one day of work. So to pay off the king's debt, the first servant would have to work every day for 164,383 years. Nearly, is that right? It's an impossible debt to pay. It's true to say that we, on our own, can never pay back our debt of sins to God. Thankfully, it's been done for us. Jesus can, and he did. He died in our place and paid our sin debt to God, giving us the gift of forgiveness and freedom when we say sorry to him in prayer and accept his forgiveness. For this, we should be grateful and very happy. It should change our lives. But was the debtor forgiven graciously by the king in our story for so much, happy and grateful? Was he? No, he wasn't. What does the debtor who owed the king so much that he could never pay back do after being forgiven such a huge debt? He goes out to a fellow servant who owes him a much smaller amount, 100 denarii, just 100 days' work, and violently demands that he pays the debt there and then. Well, compared to the 383 years worth of work the first servant owed the king, a few months' worth is practically nothing. God is prepared and willing to forgive us our many sins when we ask. Therefore, we are asked to do likewise and forgive others. This side of eternity, we will always sin, get stuff wrong. Sometimes we will struggle and find it almost impossible to forgive those who have wronged us, let alone ourselves. But if we are believing in Jesus and do our best to forgive and keep forgiving as we follow him, actually, we're doing okay. We're doing what he's asked of us in aiming to forgive and forgive and forgive. And do you know what else we have? Come on up on screen. We have the assurance that forgiving others is not a way to earn our place. So if we don't, if we can't, if we don't keep trying, it doesn't mean we haven't earned our place in God's kingdom. Because Jesus has already done that for us. We already have a place. Forgiving others is an evidence. If we do that, if we forgive others or continue to forgive, it's evidence that we have a place in the kingdom. It's already there and we're working towards it. And I just want that, those last lines, to be an encouragement to all of you, because forgiveness is never easy and we struggle and we need to be wise in how that forgiveness is seen and heard. But we have, if we are doing our best to do that forgiveness, as Jesus has taught us, then we are doing okay. And our place is already in heaven, even when we fail, because we're working towards. Let's pray. Jesus, we know so much how difficult it is to forgive. And we know how difficult it is to keep forgiving. When somebody hurts us, or we hurt another, to receive forgiveness and to give forgiveness is so hard. So be with us, walk with us on our journey, relieve us of that weight of whatever we feel inside when we don't believe or don't feel that we're following as we should. For we know that you have paid our debt. You have a place for us, and you walk with us, and you will be there for us as we struggle in the challenge of forgiving. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.